Before their evening session yesterday, the majority of the House Republicans and a handful of Republican senators held a press conference to show a unified front against Governor McAuliffe's Medicaid expansion proposal and to go on the offensive over the Senate's decision to adjourn until April 7th without advancing a budget to conference. Speaker of the House Bill Howell says the governor is moving the Commonwealth in the wrong direction.
He's admitting that he wants to expand Medicaid under Obamacare, despite the fact that our current Medicaid program is simply unsustainable, despite the fact that it's grown by 1,600% over the last 30 years, and despite the fact that the Attorney General's office last year recovered nearly $200 million in Medicaid fraud cases, despite the fact that there are already about 42,000 Virginians who are in a Medicaid limbo because Medicaid is simply overloaded. Why would you put 400,000 more people on this system that is broken and dysfunctional?
House leaders mentioned that their online petition to decouple Medicaid expansion from the budget has gotten over 10,500 signatures. While Republicans remain adamantly opposed to the core concept that Medicaid expansion is a good idea, House Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights says they're happy to debate it in a special session, something Democrats say eliminates their leverage.
If you would like to hold it immediately after the budget, if you would like to go home, and I think the governor likes to do that, he likes to campaign a lot, if you like to run a lot of commercials, hey, wait to September. I'd love for you to wait to October. Hey, wait to the middle of the election cycle. Love to debate it then also.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says the Senate adjourned to hold a public hearing on the governor's budget before presenting it to the full body.
We're going to do this in a deliberative fashion, the way a budget should be put together, and I think that our end product will be something that the people of Virginia will be very happy with. It's past time for the Republicans to stop talking about process and start talking about the problem. We have 400,000 individuals in Virginia who are without insurance. They get up every day, they go to work. The governor campaigned on this. He won on this issue. You can't just legislate it away. You can't wish it away. You can't process it away. This problem has to be dealt with, and all they have done is say no. They have yet to come up with a solution for the problem.
During last night's floor session, Democrats tried to amend the House budget to include the governor's Medicaid expansion language. Democratic Delegate Mark Sickles of Fairfax.
This substitute frees up $225 million over the biennium by the simple act of accepting our money. Many priorities can be met. A 2% pay raise, the $100 million Senator Stash promoted health care fund to pay our 10% share in 2021. Mr. Speaker, the Affordable Care Act is not going away. Day after day, week after week, month after month, this House insists on living in a world that does not exist. Elections have been held, laws passed, and here we are, not accepting reality.
Speaker Howell disputes that the savings will ever materialize.
What happens in 2 years if this so-called pilot program is clearly not working and we back away from it? What happens to those raises that have been given premised on this false savings of $225 million? Our state employees and our teachers are not bargaining chips. They don't deserve to be used as political chess pieces. The House is offering a real pay raise in real dollars, not false promises of savings from Obamacare.
Late last night, the House passed their budget free of Medicaid expansion and moved to stand in recess, subject to the call of the Speaker. Afterwards, members of the Republican leadership walked across the hall and delivered the budget to an empty Senate chamber. Some members put a handwritten sign on the door that read, "Gone Home." Minutes later, after they'd posed for pictures, the budget and the sign had been removed by custodial staff. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.